My thought before I started the guided meditation, I'd like to speak a little bit about the map of practice, so you have a sense of the trajectory that we're on. And in perhaps maybe the most basic sense, this is a practice of, you might think of it, of natural awareness, of waking up to an awake, open-hearted presence or awareness. And our pathways we often describe as the two wings, that we're cultivating the wing of mindfulness, which recognizes and allows exactly what's here, just this that wakeful presence that notices, and then the wing of compassion or heart that allows it with tenderness. And I find it helpful to consider you're going to be receiving and have been so many different instructions, and it's if you can kind of divide them and sense that most everything is what you might call a skillful means, that in some ways is training the attention towards that awake, open-hearted awareness. And then in moments of non-doing, there's just a resting in that, and that's when really the freedom is possible. When there's not an intentional doing, but rather a resting in what is really our natural state. So what we do each morning is offer some of the skillful means that are most supportive in developing mindfulness and compassion. And one of the skillful means that we begin with, we call it arriving, is really scanning through the body so that your senses are awake. It helps to quiet the mind, and it helps to awaken the senses in a way that you can actually notice what's happening. Another of the skillful means that is very, very common in this tradition is having some anchor, some pre-selected home base, a place where you're going to bring the attention over and over. The most common is the breath, and as many of you are discovering, sounds can be a really powerful anchor. Different parts of the body, you can feel your hands and let that be an anchor. You can combine anchors. You can feel the breath and the hands together. For some people, having a set of words can be an anchor also, but that can take you away from the direct experience of the senses. Different anchors have different strengths. For instance, just as an example, if you listen to sound, you'll find it'll wake you up a little more, and there's more of a sense of spaciousness. And if you focus on the breath, you get more collected, it's more refined, and it's more calming. So feel the whole body, you can scan through the whole body and just keep on over and over again scanning through the body, and that can engage the attention in a really strong way. So different strengths to different anchors. So in the guided instructions, we start with the arriving, which helps to collect the attention in the body, bring an embodied presence, and then we invite you to rest with your chosen anchor. Now the anchor, let's say the breath, has a few functions. One thing it does is it supports mindfulness, because it helps you to notice when the mind's wandered, so you become mindful of thoughts. And then you have a choice. You don't have to live inside them and be possessed or in some way exclusively identify with them. You have that choice to wake up back into a larger space of presence. So having the breath there lets you know, oh, okay, I've left. And then you have a way to come back and be more aware of when thoughts arise. Resting in your anchor also helps to increase concentration, our collectedness. And we need a certain amount of focus and collectedness and sustaining of attention in order to be able to be here enough to notice what's happening mindfully. We need a certain amount. Now, in some traditions, concentration is the main emphasis, and then it goes to samadhi, where there's such collectedness that there's a deep sense of calm. You can get a certain amount of that and then have that really serve mindfulness. Sometimes going for samadhi becomes this project, and then that takes over, and actually there's a loss of freedom. Because rather than noticing what's actually here, there's this constant striving to be with the breath. Coming back to the breath is not the goal of meditation. Staying with the breath is not the goal of meditation. That's a skillful means that helps to quiet the mind, stabilize the mind, so you can actually see what's here. If there's such a thing as the goal of meditation, it's reality. It's being reality, being awareness. Now the final piece I'll mention is that there's the wing of mindfulness that we're skillfully developing. And then there's the wing of compassion. And one of my favorite translations of the word mindfulness is in the Chinese script, present heart. That you can't separate out this capacity to see what's right here from this quality of heart space that allows it to be, without any interference, held in tenderness. So the instructions you'll sense woven in all the time is notice what's happening with a kind attention. And in addition to that, as a skillful instruction, we have a sitting that's dedicated to different styles of softening and opening the heart, and you can weave that into any sitting because, as I mentioned, the two wings, both of them are necessary for the bird to fly. We have to both be wakeful and noticing what's here and also genuinely kind. So back to our guided instructions, we start with arriving and establishing presence in the body. We move on to deepening with the anchor so there's more collectedness. The last part of the instructions often is to let go of any tight notion of coming back to an anchor or doing anything and really rest in the awareness that's here. Let go of controlling or directing and just notice life in the moment, let it be as it is. Now there'll be times and sittings that you'll find you're just too scattered to open up. If you try to open up, you'll just be lost. So then you stay with an anchor or stay with the metta practice. At other times you'll sense it's really quiet and there's a real strong presence. Let go of doing anything. Notice what happens when there's no controlling, when there's just a resting in what is. So I hope that gives you a bit of a context for understanding the instructions that are given, and just to remember, each of us has to customize and sense which of those skillful means is going to most serve us in general and in any particular sitting. And it doesn't have to be this, you know, huge project of figuring out. It's more of an intuiting our way in, our relaxing our way in. So in that spirit, let's begin in a formal way together. And I invite you to begin this meditation with a inquiry as to your intention for the sitting. And then gently scan through your body and notice if there's areas of habitual tightening or tension that can naturally be released. And then scanning in a more systematic way. You might feel the region of the eyes and the brow and let the brow be smooth, the eyes soft. Perhaps a slight smile to the lips and feeling inside the mouth, letting the tongue be full, feeling it fully down to the root, right in the throat area, and see how much you can relax. Aware of the sensations and aliveness in the mouth, the tongues, the gums, the teeth, the lips. And through the face. And the head, the scalp, the skull. And allowing the shoulders to drop away from the neck. And feeling from the inside out the aliveness there. You might sense the possibility of ice to water kind of melting, dissolving. Water to gas. Softening the hands. Intimate attention from the inside out of the hands. Just notice that you can receive sensation. Tingling, vibrating. Let the chest be open and the belly soft. And sense the possibility of receiving the breath deep in the torso in a softening belly. Aware of the length and volume of your legs. And tingling, vibrating in the feet. Noticing what happens if you simultaneously open to the whole body at once. If you can sense that field of sensation, changing dance of sensation. And discovering within the field of sensation the particular sensations of the breath. It's receiving the experience of the breath wherever it's most predominant. Might be the inflow, outflow at the nostrils. Or perhaps the rising, falling of the chest. Or the expanding and settling at the belly. For some, the whole body breathing. Perhaps even in a cellular way. not controlling the breath, really just letting it happen, as if you're listening to and feeling the breath at once. And if there's a chosen anchor that's different than the breath, perhaps sound, other areas of sensation in the body, that same receptivity, resting with the experience. Relaxed and present, letting the anchor be in the foreground. Sensing in the background that openness, that wakeful presence that's really your home, who you are. At some point, you'll notice that the mind has drifted. It's the nature of attention to do that. And the most powerful and freeing way to respond is to notice and pause. And just become aware of what's actually right here. Again, listening. Receptive to the sounds. Relaxing a bit in the body, wherever there's been a contraction that's obvious, and feeling. Receptive to sensation. Sometimes relaxing tightness around the heart and feeling the heart. So you're relaxing back into this changing flow right here. And then you can choose to come back to the breath in the foreground or your anchor in the foreground. And we continue to collect and settle with the anchor in the foreground. Unless some strong experience is calling our attention. Because this is training in mindfulness, which is opening to what is, we release the breath or our anchor and open to whatever wave of experience is predominant, is calling us. So you might find the body, some expression that's intense, could be pleasure, could be unpleasantness. And if it's calling your attention, to then include that with the same quality of receptivity, interest, friendliness. Befriending experience. Noticing how the sensations change. When they're no longer predominant, then perhaps back to the breath or sound. But if they stay and they're intense, we deepen that presence, contacting, sensing what's here, noticing how it's changing, saying yes, allowing. And if it's too much, if it's throwing us off balance, then it's completely wise and skillful to bring the attention elsewhere. Sometimes it helps to breathe with what's going on. Sometimes you entirely shift your attention to a place in your body that's neutral or pleasant or to sounds. Just to regain that balance, that space, that presence. You might ask yourself, am I dreaming? It's quite common to be in the stillness, but actually in a mental movie. And sometimes it's a subtle veil of thoughts, and sometimes it's more dramatic. Just to check. Sense the quality of here-ness or presence. And if you realize there's been a trance going on, without any judgment, to relax back. Relax back with kindness and with interest. Continuing to rest with your chosen anchor. And then opening when any strong waves of experience call your attention. Including whatever's here with a quality of contact and interest, kindness. noticing where your attention is and realizing you can start fresh in any moment. These are the words of the poet Wu Men. 10,000 flowers in spring, the moon in autumn, a cool breeze in summer, snow in winter. If your mind isn't clouded by unnecessary things, this is the best season of your life. You might sense the possibility of letting go of any controlling or directing a meditation. Just letting life be as it is, moment to moment.